Welcome back to the show. And we're late this week. It's Thursday. So some context. On Monday night, I wanted to sit down and push this back. Just a day. I had prepared a lot of write-ups for sports cards. I had eBay searches saved, all these tabs up. Like, it's going to be a crazy trade deadline like last year for football. Didn't happen. Wednesday, I was just enraged on Wednesday with the amount of Henry Ruggs cards I saw on Twitter, on Instagram, and specifically on Company Tide Facebook posts. So in specific on these company buy-sell trade groups, there were not any new posts that I saw for Henry Ruggs, but there were posts cycling on old Ruggs cards that were at the top, most engaged, and people talking about it and people trying to make deals for cards. And I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I think there's 3 to 4 admins on some of these sites. All the posts need to be approved and they're watching this. Someone's getting paid to be a community manager if there's 10, 20,000 people in these groups, I'm assuming. And I was really rubbed the wrong way seeing viral TikToks and people posting about this. And we've seen a lot of people do wrong. And maybe in 15 years when he's out of jail, in my opinion, I think they're going to make an example out of him, put him in jail. This is not what I want to be talking about the podcast, but it really rubbed me the wrong way seeing 12-year-olds make stupid jokes on TikTok, seeing cards on Twitter from larger established dealers. And I was like, what are we doing here? The 12-year-olds, it fires me up, but I'll give a 12-year-old a pass. They're trying to be funny. They're trying to get the cute girl at school. Just give them a like. And I don't know. Their intentions are just to try to make someone laugh, and they're immature. I was immature as a 12-year-old, so I'm not going to hate them for that. On to sports cards. What are we going to talk about today? So nothing happened at the NFL trade deadline. Marlon Mack, some of these people just were not moved. I don't know. I mean, we could see some people get dropped here. Some people have added teams. People might try to make a push. I'm so disappointed the Jaguars didn't pick up anyone. I'm upset. But maybe OBJ gets dropped. Maybe Calvin Ridley. I hope Calvin Ridley's okay with whatever's going on in there. What if they drop him? What if he doesn't want to play anymore? There's a lot of interesting things going on. So can't really dive into it, but I'm intrigued. I got a bunch of eBay searches tabbed and whatever, just to keep looking at it and things I'm watching and market movers and alerts that I have for certain card prices. Cause last sales for a lot of the guys were at like 9, 9, 10, and they were 3, 4x the floor price for buy it now. So people were going to pounce, but nothing really happened. People were ready. The Jordan Love situation right now. When I looked at the stats today for if his price was soaring or not, it shocked me. This kind of happened with like week 4 of the Ohtani hype. It felt like everyone and their mother had a silver prism or a prism base card or an optic hollow or some parallel. The print runs on these things are so big. People were just flooding their Jordan cards on their Jordan Love cards on eBay. And the prices were kind of dropping a little bit. So that was something that really intrigued me. I think he has to prove himself in this. Obviously, he's got to prove himself in this game, and it's going to be fun to watch on Sunday. I should have put $20 into CompC and see what happened with him, but it's interesting. A lot of people just go grab those base cards and have them in their hold pile and throw them up on eBay and try to get a couple bucks. So a lot of cards were printed last year. Concerns me. You really got to spend money on a numbered card. The retail parallels, if you're buying retail parallels, just make sure you go look up like on Cardboard Connection is what I do and say, okay, I'm buying this purple shock prism. This is going to come out of the Fanatics box in a case. How many cards are there? Okay, there's 500. Let's compare that to the green velocities, which are in mega box cases. So there's 8,000 mega box in a 20 box case versus around 500 of these purple ones. So just buy the right stuff. Numbered, if you can afford numbered stuff, get numbered cards. There's no discrepancy on rarity at that point. So next up, two tools that I've been consuming lately is the Hobby AI and Drip live streams. I think live streams on Whatnot, the ones that are saturated, that people are driving prices up with hype and a lot of new people in the hobby, and it's kind of an experience that you're kind of paying for entertainment, not the card. Because I'm seeing cards go for way over comp and stuff like that on these mystery packs. If you're buying mystery packs, buy them from a reputable dealer that's done them multiple times. Just my opinion. Everyone should have a chance of doing $5 mystery boxes to start. But if you're going to do one for $100, I better see the cards that are in there. But Dripped Out Live, I've been joining one in particular. It's a baseball card stream. And this guy only has like 28, 30 people in there. And they're auctioning off nice cards. So it's been cool. I got in a break for two teams. It was like six mega boxes or six boxes of Bowman and a hobby box of Topps Heritage. And there's no huge cards in there. It's retail and a couple of hobby boxes. But I paid $27 for two teams. I thought it was amazing. And then he gave away free boxes at the end. It was sweet. So Drip Live. I've been trying to find more creative ways to buy things other than eBay just to get the price down. And the coolest thing was the shipping was included in the purchase. So I'm getting stuff. I'm not paying another $5 to get it shipped to me, whatever. So that was cool. And the last thing that I actually got to demo, there's a YouTube video up on my channel that you can watch. I'll link it in the description. But it's called the Hobby AI. And for people like tweeting, ships $5, whatever, if someone's posting 20 or 30 tweets on cards and doing a Twitter sale, if they're not putting the names in there, this tool is going to scrape the image and then put it into dedicated searches for the player. And you can create your own tabs. So if you want to buy things off of Twitter, I don't know if people do this or not, how much this will be valuable, but it's a cool tool. The utility and how much people will use it, we'll look at that later. But I was really impressed. It's in a Slack channel. It might go to Discord. Super cool. So that's all I got today. Quick episode. A lot of the subject matter I prepared for this, I kind of had to throw out the window. But I want to be consistent with the show. Thank you for listening and have a great day.